It's the Bob Boocast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
Hey, Ray J. Bob here. Yeah, sounds pretty harsh about your USB mic. Not that I've ever used a USB mic, but I did a little bit of research, called around, and it is a standard problem with that type of hardware. USB mic, plug it into your computer, but by doing that, you're opening up a can of worms for technical problems. You can get things like hum, radio interference, the one that you've got, lower frequency problems, high frequency problems, a lot of work cleaning it up. Now, I know you're on a limited budget, so that's a bit of a bummer to listen to, but there are some inexpensive alternatives. What I would recommend, and this comes up on three or four of the forums that I was checking out, is take the mic back and get a different model, and that sometimes fixes it. The thing you can also check out is there a radio station tower in your neighborhood? Is your apartment old with two-prong plugs, because it could be caused by the computer not being grounded properly? If you're recording on a laptop, then you can try unplugging the laptop to the charger, and that might help. You can increase the length of the cable or decrease the length of the cable to your mic, and that sometimes that will help, because the way that that mic's picking up the AM radio station wouldn't be picking up FM. The way it's picking up the AM radio station is because the length of the wire is exactly the right length to become an antenna. So that could be another way that the radio station is being picked up. So lots and lots and lots of options to try and figure out. Now, you can go a different route. You probably have a Craigslist in your neighborhood, or you can go to musiciansfriends.com, which I go to because they've got free shipping, and get a tiny Behringer one mic mixer or two mic mixer. They're 30, 40, 50 bucks, something like that. That sounds like a lot right now, I know. But if you do that, that will fix the problem right away. The other way of doing it is trying your recording in different locations in the apartment that you're in. That might solve the problem. Once again, it's a lot of fiddly experimenting to see if it works, but 99% of the time on my research on the internet, what I was hearing is basically, it's a tough problem. There wasn't like, oh, get this magical cable and it's all fixed. One guy actually suggested wrapping the cable in tin foil, if you want to try that, to make it a less desirable device for picking up like an AM signal. But, you know, just look at what they've got in cars. Back in the old days, they had the cars and they just had the little piece of wire that was stuck on. You could, if that got broken off, you just stuck in a coat hanger and it still worked as an antenna. So the power of the signal that's coming off an AM station is so strong that it's overriding everything else that's happening. You got to remember, with a mic, the signal that it creates when you're talking into it is very, very small. It's not like it's a powerful signal. That's why it needs a bit of an amp. So what's happening with your USB mic is it converts to an electric signal, and that very minute signal, very weak signal, gets sent right into your computer and then amped in the computer. And then the recording happens. What happens with me is it goes, the same type of thing, goes into my mixing board, and then is amped in the mixing board, and then is sent to the computer. So if I was in your place with my setup, I might even be picking up the radio station with my mic setup. So it doesn't necessarily mean that going the direction of getting a fancy mixer and getting a more expensive mic is going to help you. Anyways, experiment, see what happens, get back to me, and we'll see if we can fix your problem. Bye for now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.